This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat is stepping down just 2 days after an election returned his party to power. The opposition had demanded his resignation, accusing him of corruption and abuse of power, charges that Thaksin denies. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
For months now, a defiant Thaksin Shinawat has repeatedly said he would not bow to what he called mob rule. Tonight, after meeting with Thailand's king, Thaksin gave in. A somber and tired-looking Thaksin made the announcement live on state-run television, apologizing to those who voted for him on Sunday, but insisting his decision was in the country's best interest, in order to unite the people and put an end, he said, to the quarreling and political uncertainty of the past several months. The decision was obviously a painful one for a man who was re-elected just over a year ago with the largest mandate in Thai history, and a man re-elected again just 2 days ago with a solid, though reduced, majority. Chakrapob Penkayar, a longtime Thaksin advisor, calls the prime minister's decision to step down heroic.
That's because I think it's unfair that he had to be forced to make that decision, but he made it anyway because there are other higher considerations. If you have people who have power to stop the pockets of the country, no matter how undemocratic it seems, you have to clear the table and start anew.
But the opposition says it's Prime Minister Thaksin who has acted in an undemocratic fashion during his 5 years in office, weakening the country's democratic institutions, muzzling the press, and enriching himself and his friends at the country's expense. The final straw was the sale, nearly 3 months ago, of his family's telecommunications business for nearly $2 billion, tax-free. The massive street demonstrations that followed forced Thaksin to do something, and that something was snap elections. But the opposition boycotted those elections, and the protest votes cast on Sunday denied Thaksin the mandate he'd hoped for. That result, Thaksin said tonight, helped him decide to step down.
I think he did the right thing. He did the right thing for the peace of the country.
Dr. Pasuk Pongpaijit is a longtime critic and biographer of Prime Minister Thaksin. She says she still can't believe he has agreed to step down and does not believe that Thaksin's political career is over.
No, it will not end. I think his political career will continue for some time. He'll be behind the scene, sure. The strength of his financial support is still very strong. I think he still has the respect of the people. He's still the head of the party. He can still run again.
Prime Minister Thaksin says he will stay on in a caretaker role until a new government is formed, a government that will still be dominated by his Thai Rak Thai party. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.